The Village Public Safety Officer Program may be the only line in the state budget where there has been no talk of making reductions over the past few years. It's a program that provides first responder service to rural Alaska communities and is a critical element in fighting domestic violence, alcoholism, and suicide. The House committee that will write the program's budget for next year opened hearings today for an update on its status. Public Safety Commissioner Joe Masters, who began his career as a VPSO in Unalakleet, told the House Public Safety Finance Subcommittee that the department has been using every resource the committee has provided to build up the agency. But there's still a long way to go.
In 2008, we had 45 VPSOs in 45 villages. And in 2011, we were looking at 88 VPSOs. These are actual VPSOs hired. In fiscal year 2012, we were allocated the ability to go up to 101. So beginning July 1st, we were able to move from 86 to 101. And so currently we're at 88.
But lawmakers wanted to know why hiring 15 new officers was taking so long. Kotzebue Democrat Reggie Jewell said the budget, including money for those positions, has been available since mid-April. Masters told legislators that he expected to have 20 officers already on the job, ready to begin a training academy in January. He says the department has a constant recruiting program.
We've been very successful in filling vacancies in 2009, 2010, and for some reason, the latter half of 2011, we have not seen those high numbers.
Master said the VPSO program will likely begin a new collaboration with village public officers, police on the payroll of local communities, and the Bureau of Indian Affairs Law Enforcement Branch.